Hello and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Today I'm talking with ice cream entrepreneur Mario Late. He's the founder of Terrific Ice Cream in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Terrific combines freshly brewed tea with ice creams. Flavors include matcha, Earl Grey, chamomile, and masala chai. Terrific has received awards and honors from the Fancy Food Show, Connecticut's Specialty Food Competition, and Martha Stewart's American Made Food Contest. Mario talked about starting up his company and his plans for growth. Then I asked him to share advice for other food company entrepreneurs.
Mario, I know you were in the investment banking world, so how did you learn to make ice cream?
Yeah, so I'm an ice cream fanatic. I've been an ice cream fanatic all my life, and also a tea lover, but I am such a fanatic that my first job out of undergrad, my coworkers bought me an ice cream maker for my birthday, and I've been kind of making and experimenting with ice cream at home ever since. And I always had the idea, I always wanted to try infusing tea into ice cream because I felt it would make kind of a great, there's such a variety of teas and different flavor profiles. And I'm a aficionado of tea. I drank it all my life. You know, I started experimenting with it. And I also felt, you know, to be honest, the ones that were done in the market were not done very well. They were not very authentic to the tea flavor. So the first thing I tried was an Earl Grey. Mm-hmm. And I put a little hint of vanilla in there. And the response was pretty positive from pretty much everyone I spoke to. Even my wife, who's not a big dessert person or an ice cream person, she really liked it a lot. And pretty much the response I was getting almost to a person was, you know, great, unique flavors, really complex, and it's refreshing, which you don't often hear for a full-fat, you know, super premium ice cream.
Did you teach yourself how to make ice cream, or did you get some books or go to any of these university courses?
I didn't do any university courses, but what I did was, you know, I had been making ice cream for a while, using, you know, kind of books and experimenting at home. But then what I did was, you know, when I realized kind of what kind of ice cream I wanted to make, and I was getting, you know, serious about launching the company, and once we incorporated, I started speaking to a number of people who have had experience, you know, making ice cream for many years. So, because what I wanted to do is I wanted to make a very clean ingredient list ice cream. I wanted to kind of be a wholesome ice cream with no gums or preservatives or corn syrup. And that has its technical challenges. But then when you mix it with kind of a nuanced ingredient like tea, you know, to get really good flavor in a full-fat ice cream is technically challenging. So I was speaking both with like specialty tea people who knew how to brew tea. And I was also speaking with ice cream production people. So I actually connected with, I'm a UConn alum.
Okay.
And I connected with the guy who runs production there at the UConn Dairy Bar. And they were gracious enough to do some consulting work with me for free. And I also worked with eventually my co-packer to kind of figure out what is the right, what's the right formulation for the base, you know, to still have a creamy, nice texture, but also so the flavor of the tea will come out. And neither the ice cream guys or the tea guys knew how to do both. So the tea guys are not used to, you know, people are in specialty tea, they're not used to brewing tea for flavoring.
Right.
They're used to brewing it for for a cup of tea. Which is a very different process than trying to get good flavor out of tea to flavor an ice cream. And the folks in the ice cream side are not used to working with fresh brewed tea. They were typically used to, you know, getting a flavoring and so forth. So that's kind of where we came in, and it kind of connected the dots between the two. And it took us about a good part of a year, about 10 months, to figure out, do the testing and kind of come out with the right base and the right way to process the fresh brewed tea to get the best flavor out.
Had you considered using a tea flavoring or did you want to go with the fresh brewed tea
from the beginning? No, we decided from the start, yeah, we wanted to use fresh brewed tea. Mm-hmm. One, we felt we got fresher, better flavor by using a loose leaf tea, like a high quality loose leaf tea, and fresh brewing it and locking it into the ice cream. And two, it actually gives us a lot of kind of our trade secret and know-how, and it kind of keeps that specialty part of it in-house. Whereas, you know, if you're buying a tea flavoring from someone, you know, everyone can buy the same flavoring of tea. And we felt like that, you know, that would allow us to get some special knowledge in terms of how to brew the tea to get really the best authentic flavor out.
What you were looking for in a co-packer and how you settled on the co-packer that is making your ice cream now. What were some of the the points of the criteria that you had?
Well, you know, the first one was obviously, you know, we wanted to find someone who saw it as a real partnership, like, you know, someone where we were, you know, an important, we weren't just one of many, it wasn't just a business partnership, it was like we're both going to benefit and grow from doing business with each other. And they saw it as a partnership as opposed to just a, you know, a vendor supplier mm-hmm. transaction. And somewhere where we weren't like one of a, you know, 100 different customers. And someone that was willing to work with us to kind of figure out, you know, and go through the technical issues of, and be flexible in terms of how we manufactured and the things we did. And because we do it a little bit different than what most people do. We pretty much craft all our own flavoring. So, because we want it to be as fresh as possible and as minimally processed as possible. So it allows us to like really maintain the control and the know-how of how to make it. So we brew our own tea, we fresh brew it. We cold press our own ginger juice. We make our own blueberry purees. We make our own spice blends. We actually make our own coffee sauce with no corn syrup in it, which took some time to develop.
You said that was...
As you can imagine. We have a 1,500 square foot facility in Bridgeport where we do kind of all the crafting of the flavoring ingredients in the ice cream.
So I know that last year you introduced the matcha green tea. What do you have on tap for 2017?
We're working on a few things that I don't know if I want to divulge just yet, but we're working on a few things that are kind of blend our unique tea flavors with things that people are more familiar with. So it's kind of I kind of call them gateway flavors, I guess. I can tell you one flavor that we have developed, we just haven't put it out there yet, is a buckwheat tea flavor, which is a really great flavor. It's a buckwheat flavor, and it's sweetened. It has a blueberry cranberry compote in it, and it's sweetened with maple syrup. It's a really, really nice flavor. Kind of tastes like breakfast. It's like a buckwheat pancakes. With syrup and fruit, which is really, really nice.
What advice would you have for other food entrepreneurs? What have you learned and what lessons would you share with other startups?
Right. Well, one would be, packaging is important. So I think it's worthwhile to take the time to really understand your product and where it fits in and what the messaging is and how you want that to be reflective in the market, and really how it's shelved. So, you know, you really want to look at, you know, go to the grocery store and look at how the different ice creams look on the shelf, which ones pop out and which ones don't. Because sometimes you want to be a little different, and we wanted to be a little different, but we realized we went with kind of a more simplistic design to start. And we realized it wasn't popping on the shelf as much as we'd like, so we started tweaking it along the way. I would say, try to go as long as you can. If you have a job, try to go as long as you can to grow it before you dive in deep. Because it's a costly endeavor. So to the extent that you can, grow it as much as you can, while you kind of have your day job per se. But at some point, you have to just commit and say, I'm gonna go in and make this happen. I would also say you want to look pretty closely at your marketing spend. At first when you start, you definitely have to do the demoing. But at some point you get kind of diminished returns. You can demo every day, but then it might not be worth your cost. So you want to really look at what your marketing mix is in terms of, digital marketing and direct sales. And I would focus on things that impact sales directly. Like, you're going to get calls for, PR firms and things like that, but, early on, those things aren't going to impact your sales directly. One, because you don't have the distribution, the wide distribution, and two, it's just a very costly thing to do. So I think focus on the marketing efforts that really impact sales.
Okay. Did you go into this thinking Terrific could be a national brand, or were you looking to be more local or regional?
No, I actually thought the brand could be global. We went into it really feeling that this could be a brand that could have, not do well just in the U.S., but could have legs overseas as well, because of the fact that our flavor profiles being tea, it's the second most consumed beverage in the world, and actually there's a number of countries outside of the U.S. that are more familiar with the profiles than in the U.S., so you don't have as much of the education required to get people familiar with the flavor profile. So I always felt that it was a brand we wanted to grow globally as kind of the end goal.
Well, you have a lot of very blue chip customers, Whole Foods and Stop and Shop and Wegmans and ShopRite.
Yeah, it's been good. We've been fortunate to have some nice accounts. And Wegmans is our most recent one. And we also started launching retail into Northern California. Right now, it's growing organically, so it's more on the independent store level. But we're hoping to grow into some of the more key accounts out there as well.
Tell me how Terrific ice cream appears on the store shelf. What's the consumer going to see when she browses that ice cream case?
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna see. We have kind of a color coordinated line, so each flavor has its own color that you'll be able to recognize pretty quickly. And we have a very kind of, it's almost like if you go to an upscale tea shop and you're looking at a tea tin. So it's not too busy. It's more kind of a simple gourmet, kind of sophisticated design. That's not going to it's not very busy. It doesn't have a lot of graphics everywhere. It's a very kind of clean packaging, and it's color coordinated by flavor.
Mario, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
I was speaking with Mario Late of Terrific Ice Cream. His co-packer is Bucks Ice Cream in Milford, Connecticut. Well, that's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to like us on Facebook and Google+, follow us on Twitter, watch us on YouTube, and stay up to date on all things dairy at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.